cannabis topics in less than 10 minutes. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to an episode of The Dime. I'm Brian Fields, and with me, as always, is Kellen Finney. And this week, we've got a very special guest, Crystal Milliken, Head of Marketing and Retail for Cookies. Crystal, thanks for taking the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Brian and Kellen. Good to be here.
So let's uncover how big is actually Cookies, right? Everyone knows the brand, which is incredible to even actually say that and actually have some meaning behind it. But like, how big is Cookies and kind of what is underneath Cookies?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, right? So if you go back, I think it's like 15 plus years now, right? Cookies at the time was our two founders, Jai, who's kind of our plant whisperer, right? Kind of participated in the genetics that became Girl Scout Cookies. Burner was a bud tender, probably the best bud tender at the time, and probably still is the best bud tender today, and an aspiring rapper in San Francisco. You know, initially, Burner was making sure other rappers in the Bay Area had the products that they needed for their time, kind of inspired him to enter clothing. As his kind of music career grew, so did the Cookies name. So Cookies clothing has been around 15 years, I think. And then about 5 years ago is when Cookies kind of made the leap into the legal cannabis space. So when I joined 5 years ago, the first event I went to was Hippie Hill in San Francisco. Burner was performing. There was a very modest Cookies tent and a jar full of blue gumballs, which was just like, that was it. That was Cookies at the time. And, you know, 5 years later, we are very proud to say we're in 26 markets across the U.S. in Puerto Rico. We're in six different countries. We're opening our 70th store today in Tampa. So grown a lot, and a lot of people grinding day in and day out to make it all happen.
Is the clothing sometimes used to, let's say, prime the market to see if it's worthwhile to move a dispensary in there? For example, if you're going to say go for a newer market and not sure if the Cookies brand pops, can you do an activation with the clothing and see, just based on how the response is with the consumer base, to see if, hey, maybe this is an under the radar market that we need to get in?
Yeah, definitely taking a look at where clothing does well kind of helps give us indication of how we will do as a cannabis company or a cannabis retail store in that city or space. So it's a lot of good data and information sharing and cross-pollination between the cookie side of the business on the cannabis side and the clothing side with Cookies SF.
Is there times when like the clothing division says like, hey, this is really popular, maybe we should try to create a cannabis product that's emphasizing more on some of these branding features that are kind of taken off in the clothing side? Or is it kind of vice versa? You see trends in the cannabis space that you guys feed into the clothing space?
It's a two-way street, right? And it's all, you know, we've been really working on the marketing side to connect the ecosystem, right? End of the day, on both sides of the business, we have the same DNA. It's about the culture that is Cookies. We're all looking at the same, we're all seeing kind of the same trends and also looking at setting some trends ourselves. So it's definitely a two-way street in terms of like what on the cannabis side might be inspiring for the rest of our Cookies ecosystem. And honestly, with Burner's music too, right? Burner's music career, a lot of ideas come from a lot of different places. And on the marketing side, you know, it's a big opportunity for us to kind of connect that full ecosystem and get the right Cookies product, whether it's on the clothing side of the business or on the cannabis side of the business or in at a show where Burner's at, get the right Cookies product to the right person at the right time.
One marketing effort you thought would flop, but surprised you and was successful.
This isn't really a flop, but this is something that has become a marketing thing that we didn't plan to be a marketing thing, right? Burner wants to be involved in hiring for our retail stores. We want him to be involved in hiring for our retail stores. He's a busy person. I can't travel him all over the place, right? So it was like full COVID, everything shut down, Burner wanting to still hire people, us trying to figure out how to do that. right? Dealing with IT issues, Zoom, number of rooms, like, okay, how are we going to get these, you know, 100 people through this virtual hiring event, right? It is about hiring the people for the retail store. What I didn't know is like how important that is also from a marketing, or what a value that adds from a marketing perspective. Like, one, gets everyone really excited about the market. Two, helps us hire the right people who are going to be burner blasts and represent the brand really well. Three, leads to massive amount of lead generation that we're able to get for people who already love cookies, who then become our best customers with the best customer LTV. So that's like, you know, not a flop, but it was something we were putting together during the pandemic to try to solve an issue or a problem that then it ended up being like, it's in the playbook, right? It's in the marketing playbook and it's in our what we do. And it's a really important part of what we do now on the marketing side for retail stores.
I read a quote that Berner says he has enough strain genetics to drop until 2080.
Yeah, we've been hard at work in our R&D facility.
What is that like?
Yeah, it's everything, right? And I know, obviously, Berner went through an incredibly impactful health moment personally as we've been building this business and scaling this business. And I think, you know, for himself and for us, we are thinking about cookies 100 years out. You know, as many fires that need to be put out in the present and as many important goals that we have to hit for 2023, 2024, 2025 that we are laser focused on, we are also talking about the genetics portfolio that's going to get us to 2080 and beyond. You know, how are we going to be here for 100 years past any of us? So yeah, we're working on it.
What's the most expensive lesson you've ever learned?
We've started down some paths, right? Building stores and or cultivation relationships that we've had to switch gears on. So those are always expensive lessons, but honestly, sometimes in the short term, it's better just to take a little loss before it becomes a bigger loss.
Well said. Are there any underrated elements you think your team deserves more attention for?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just all the hard work. You know, it's interesting, right? Even something today, there was like a little bit of a bobble today on something we were working on. And at the same time, we're at the end of 2023, right? We're opening our 20th store today. We entered 7 new markets this year, right? It has been a hustle. It has been a grind. There are people who've lost holidays, lost weekends in order to make that all possible. And yeah, I think that's it. I just really would want everyone on the Cookies fam, every person who's making all of this a reality, to know that the hard work is seen and appreciated and why we are able to put the W's up on the board at the end of the day.
What is one aspect about Cookies that most wouldn't know?
That most wouldn't know?
All the secrets.
Just one.
I mean, that is interesting to say, Khaled, right? Because it's like, I think we're at Cookies, we are a pretty open book, right? Like, it's hard for me to think of like what it is that people wouldn't know. I mean, hopefully everyone knows how much care is taken throughout the entire seed to sale process, right? You know, maybe it would just be a reiteration of that, right? Like, we truly care about everyone who is touching the plant along the way and how our customers are experiencing it. Hopefully that is known, but how deeply we really care about that, maybe.
Dream smoking session, 3 people dead or alive.
3 people dead or alive. I mean, that's amazing. 3 people dead or alive. Okay, I put my dad in there for sure. And then would run it back with Ms. Badu any day. That's an experience that I would love to have again. I'm trying to think about someone who might not be around. I don't know. Does Gloria Steinman smoke weed? Let's smoke weed with her today.
All right.
I mean, she's not dead, but anyway.
If you could put anything on a billboard, metaphorically speaking, to get a message out to billions of people, could be an image, a quote, or word, or something that inspired you, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I'd probably just do some image around like growth through learning. I'm trying to think of what it would be. I'd have to sit down with my creative team to get a better image, but I think that's it, right? Like, I'm a learner, right? I think that's why I'm happy to be in this industry every day. Like, want to keep learning and growing. And that's like what inspires me and keeps me moving every day. And there's just never ending amounts of it at Cookies and in cannabis.
So Crystal, for our listeners, they want to get in touch. They want to purchase Cookies products. Where can they find you?
Cookies.co every day. Come to our website. You'll be able to see the products that we have, the stores, where to buy your Cookies products.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. We'll link it up on the show notes.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this podcast over the last few years, can you please take 3 minutes or less and leave us a quick review on Apple or Spotify? All reviews make a massive difference for us and help other people like you find this podcast. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real-life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.